Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andy Wilkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jesus Aguilar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Tyler Holt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne strikes out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brantley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Brantley. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Brantley steals second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar strikes out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Danks hits a line drive beyond second. Kipnis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers strikes out. There goes Danks. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aguilar juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguilar. Danks scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourne strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wilkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brantley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santana hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis bunts towards third. Gillespie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguilar hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Danks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Danks strikes out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Flowers reaches second base with a double. Sanchez moves to third. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Bourne reaches second base with a double. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brantley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bourne moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu strikes out. Two outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aguilar is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguilar strikes out. two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andy Wilkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Putnam now pitching. J.B. Shuck pinch hits for Tyler Holt. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shuck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bourne takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Eaton, who is chasing the ball. Ramirez reaches third base with a triple. Bourne goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Flowers fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Flowers. Brantley moves to third. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into left field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck now playing right field. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flowers strikes out. Gomes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Flowers out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kluber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 3 in the game. Aguilar hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chisenhall is 0 for 3 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gillespie is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Wilkins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilkins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.